Welcome to my first podcast in English. I am Jose, I am from Argentina, and I want to share my thoughts about ice skating and speaking English as a foreign language. I am talking from my own experience, so the first thing they have in common is me. Yes, I am an ice skating learner and also an English learner. To go deeper, maybe I have to enrich the question. Let me try this way. What do ice skating and speaking English as a foreign language have in common for me? Oh, I have to add something else to avoid a stupid answer like being in a hard time when I'm trying. I mean beyond that, okay? I believe we are on the right track now. When you are learning ice skating, you need to be completely focused in what you are doing. If not, you fall down. Recently, I sent to my daughter a video in which I am ice skating. She is very perceptive. Her comment was, "You are so concentrated. Your face is like you are saying, 'Please, don't touch me. If you do so, I'll fall down.'" To be completely focused, you need to control your talkative brain. Yes, our brain is talkative. It is always whispering something to us. It is always distracting us from the present. It's like a monkey jumping on the trees, so you have to calm down the monkey. How can we do that? When you try to ice skating, you have to meditate. Meditation is a technique to control your talkative brain and stop its train to rumble all the time, going to the past and to the future, avoiding the present. Meditation allows us to be in the present moment, the only real moment we have. And what about learning English? How does it work? In my experience, the threat is our brain too. As I said, our brain is talkative. It is always whispering something to us, and it prefers our native language to do so. Either to be successful when ice skating or learning English, you must be able to control your internal voice. Thank you for listening.